covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Huber.
All right, welcome back. It's the tale of two medias, those that cover Republicans, those that cover Democrats, because quite clearly, if a Republican senator was on trial for taking bribes and free trips and human trafficking allegations have been made and allegations of multiple liaison, excursions with underage prostitutes, if those accusations have been made against a Republican, it'd leave the news every day. But when those allegations are leveled at Bob Menendez, a sitting senator and Democrat, the coverage is sparse, to say the least. We're back now with Alan Sachs, the professor. How you doing, Professor? What do you make of that? I mean, it's true, isn't it?
And of course, the Democrats need him for votes in the United States Senate. It's interesting that Bob Menendez, you know, he always dresses and looks rather elegant. He's from the state of New Jersey, and the trial's been going on for some time. And this is what makes me a little bit skeptical of everything so far, is that a juror, I think, on the Menendez trial asked the question, what is a senator?
Yeah.
They must have gone through our public school system.
Yeah, no kidding. It's you just go, wow. You know, you hear that and you just go, wow, that's awesome. You know.
on a whole different thing, which is a rather alarming to me in many ways, is that in Poland over the weekend, 60,000 people showed up for a huge nationalistic event, and they're calling, and I'm reading now, an Islamic Holocaust, and that is not good. They don't like a lot of the Islamic refugees, especially from Syria, pouring into Poland, but Poland has been one of the most virulent countries in regard to stopping immigration coming into Europe. I think that countries have a right to decide what they're going to be. We have that debate here in our own country as well.
Sure.
But once they're there, it's another story altogether.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, if they didn't like the refugees in, they should not have let them in the first
place. Well, Poland didn't let many refugees in. In fact, they closed their borders to them, as did some other countries, the Czech Republic and other countries saying, no, we're not going to take these people. We're not going to take them at all. And sanctions threatened against the Poles, and they said, we don't care, we're not taking them.
The headline says, I think it's in a Newsweek I'm reading, Poland nationalist rally with neo-Nazi slogans calls for Islamic Holocaust, draws the biggest crowd ever, and it was estimated somewhere around 60,000 people. And I'm pretty tough in my own mind in regard to immigration in the United States. But once they're here, in France, for example, a group of local French politicians marched in a small city outside of Paris, and they were demanding expulsion, but they did not like the fact that many Muslims were praying in the street, and they wanted a bigger mosque. And these French politicians, local politicians, were singing La Marseillaise, the French national anthem, and so forth.
Sure.
And that's all right. They can do that. But the first thing that hit my mind is, if they don't like them, why did they let them in the first place? All those things sort of...
Well, different politicians, different policies, you know. That's what happens. I mean, Angela Merkel let a lot of people into Germany. That doesn't mean the Germans are big fans of Angela Merkel or what she has done.
But then who do they elect? Is it that the elites run the country and the people really do not matter? I might be answering my own question.
I think you might be answering your own question. All right, so let's move on to one other thing I want to cover today. And that is the state of the Republican tax reform. What do you make of it?
It's two different plans, both in the Senate and the House. One of the big disputes is over whether you can deduct what they call SALT on these wonderful acronyms, state and local taxes. And that's a big issue for a lot of Republicans from states like New York and other big states where people have large real estate holdings, and they think it'd be disastrous for their...
I actually think that... there's a bigger concern on there, and that is the concern that pass-through incomes in the Senate version are ignored. So the tax remains 39.6% on tax on pass-through incomes like C-corps and S-corps, so on and so forth.
And there's a difference on the brackets between the House and the Senate. One has seven brackets, which we are today, the other four. I don't see this as a major overhaul of the tax system. I give my taxes to a CPA to do, and they give it back to me, and I'm saying, oh, my gosh, you know, and that's all. And I think a lot of people like me do the very same thing. It's I would love to see a major tax overhaul. This is not it. So, again, President Trump promised us a major tax overhaul. So did the Republicans, and I don't think it's there. It's just chipping away at the edges, a little bit here, a little bit there. But every time I see the chairman of the House...
Well, if we can get close to the... If we,
Republicans saying it's going to lower taxes for everybody, I just am very doubtful.
Well, it would
that.
Lower taxes for everybody if you took the standard deduction and doubled it.
Right.
That part's true. But what you have to get to is you have to get to a point where pass-through incomes are lowered, where income brackets are reduced to four. I think the House version is far closer where you need to be than the Senate version. But once again, the Senate, U.S. Senate, they weasel out on what needs to be done.
Still going to keep our tax system about the way it is. It's what, 70,000 some odd pages. It'll be whittled down to about 70,000 some odd pages.
Yeah.
It's really not going to do much. If they really want a major overhaul of the tax system, I think a lot of people would applaud, but that's not what this is all about.
You don't think it's going to happen then?
I don't think it's going to happen.
So if that doesn't happen...
They'll pass something, but it's not going to be a major overhaul of the tax system. It's going to leave a lot of Republican supporters, I think, very unhappy.
All right. Well, this leaves me very unhappy. All right. Just so we got that covered. At any rate, greatly appreciate Professor Sachs, as always.
Thank
appreciate you
very
being
much.
Here. Professor Alan Sachs, you can catch him. You can go to class with him. Political science professor, University of Texas, Arlington. And America's team, well, they got dismantled this weekend. He's a little upset about that. But he's an Oklahoma fan, so he's good as far as that goes. At any rate, we catch up with him every Monday to sort through everything. He's been doing this for a very long time and brings a lot of insight to what we do here. Quick break, some final thoughts on this Monday after this.